Well, it's great to be back today.
能够回来太好了。
This beautiful sunny Canadian afternoon.
这个美好的加拿大的下午，充满阳光。
We've been talking about the faithfulness of God.
我们在讲论神的信实。
And last night we began to talk about how we should respond to the faithfulness of God.
我们昨天晚上开始在讲到我们应当怎样回应神的信实。
And the first is that we should trust in Him.
首先我们应该信靠他。
We should trust Him.
应该信靠。
Now so many people will say, yes, I trust the Lord.
很多人会说是我信靠神呢。
But how can we test that statement to see if it's true?
但我们怎么样能够考验那句话到底是真信靠假信靠呢？
In some sense, trust and faith are somewhat synonymous.
从一个角度啊，信靠跟信任是同义词。
And both of them are impossible apart from knowledge of the Word of God.
除非我们对神的话语有认识的话，我们信靠或信任都不可能。
We're not called to trust in visions or dreams.
神没有呼召我们信靠异梦、异象等等。
But we're called to trust in what is written.
神乃是呼召我们要信任他所记在经上的话。
In every aspect of our life.
我们生命的方方面面都要信任他。
So if you tell me you trust in God.
如果你告诉我你信任神，信靠神。
But your life doesn't have much to do with the Word of God.
但你的生命却跟神的话语毫不相干的话。
Then I want you to know to some degree you're deceiving yourself.
那我要你知道从一个角度你在自欺啊。
To be able to trust God in the area, let's say, of your family.
譬如说在你的家庭方面你能够信任神信靠神的话。
You must know what he has promised with regard to the family.
你必须要知道他对家庭的应许。
And you must know what he's commanded with regard to the family.
你也必须要知道他对家庭的吩咐诫命有哪些。
Trust is when you submit to that.
信任的话就是你顺服他的话。
So see, you're not trusting God in that area of your life if you don't know what His Word has said.
所以如果你不知道他的话语是怎么教导的，你就没有办法信。
We can apply that to every other aspect of life.
我们任何的生活的方面，我们都可以应用这个原则。
For example, I trust God with my finances.
我在经济方面在信靠神。
Okay, have you studied what the scriptures say about finances?
那么你有没有好好查考圣经有关经济的教导？
Or maybe you're a single person here and you desire to be married.
或者你是一个单身汉或者一个姊妹，你要想要结婚。
You say, I trust God with regard to Him bringing a spouse into my life.
所以你说我相信神一定会把我的配偶带到我的生命中。
Are you really?
真的吗?
Are you dating an unbeliever?
你是不是跟一个不信的人在谈恋爱?
Then you're not trusting God with regard to your future.
那么其实你根本没有在信靠神。你将来的婚姻也没有信靠他。
Are you preparing yourself to be a biblical spouse?
你是否在准备预备自己成为一个合乎圣经的一个婚姻的伴侣?
If you're not, you're not trusting God.
若没有的话，你没有在信靠神。
Are you trying to look for and manipulate the situation in order to find a spouse?
你是否在操纵环境，在自己想办法来找对象呢?
Then you're not.Trusting.
那么其实你没有在信靠神。
Trust is intricately related to the knowledge of His Word.
信靠和对他话语的认识是息息相关、紧密接连的。
Let's give another example.
让我再给一个例子。
A man says, "I'm trusting God to change my spouse."
一个人说，我信靠神来改变我的配偶。
Or a wife says, I'm trusting God to change my husband.
或者一个妻子说，我在信靠神来改变我老公。
Are you really?
真的吗?
Or are you trying to manipulate your spouse?
或者你是在自己在想办法来改变他。
Are you rewarding them for good behavior and are you punishing them for bad behavior?
你是否因着他们做得好你就奖赏他，做得不好你就贬低他。
As a husband, are you being loving unconditionally?
身为丈夫，你是否无条件的爱妻子呢？
As a wife, are you being submissive?
身为妻子，你是否在顺服呢？
Or have you taken control of the situation?
或者你自己 在做王做主自作主张。
So trust in God means to submit to him.
所以信靠神的意思是在顺服他。
I've written here, trust in God is not merely in the mind or heart.
我这里写了，信任神不仅是在理性上，在头脑里。
It affects every aspect of our life.
这个信会影响你生命的方方面面。
To trust in God
信任神, 信靠神,
is to turn over the direction of our lives to Him.
是把我们生命的方向盘交给他。
And you say, I've done that.
你说我已经那么做了。
Well, you've done that only to the degree that your life is guided by the Word of God.
你怎么样子让神的话语来引导你的生命，那个程度就是你信任他的程度。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
You know, it seems like every time I come here and preach, I'm talking about the same thing, doesn't it?
似乎我每次来这讲道，我讲都是一样道理，是不是？
That all this is not going to do much good unless your life is dedicated to the Word.
我讲这些都对你没有意思，除非你的生命是委身于他的话。
Now let's go to our first text. Let's go to Psalms 37.
我们看第一段经文，诗篇37篇。
And let's read verses 1 through 11.
我们来读1到11节。1到11节，不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒，因为他们如草快被割下，又如青菜快要枯干。你当依靠耶和华而行善，住在地上，以他的信实为粮，又要以耶和华为乐。他就将你心里所求的赐给你，当将你的事交托耶和华，并依靠他，他就必成全。他要使你的公义如光发出，使你的公平明如正午。你当默然依靠耶和华，耐心等候他，不要因那道路通达的和那恶谋成就的心怀不平。当止住怒气，离弃愤怒，不要心怀不平，以致作恶，因为作恶的必被剪除，唯有等候耶和华的必承受地土。还有片石，恶人要归于无有，你就是细查他的住处，也要归于无有。但谦卑人必承受地土，以丰盛的平安为乐。
Hold your place.
好，你手指放在这儿。
And look at Matthew 5.
再看马太。第五章。
And look at verse 5.
五章的五节。
It says, Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Blessed are the meek.
温柔的有福了。
Now, if you look that word up in Greek,
如果你查考希腊原文，
It means meek.
温柔就是温柔。
Or gentle.
或者温柔就是温柔。
There's an idea of humility.
这是一种谦卑的意思。
But that really doesn't tell us much about what Jesus is talking about.
但这里并没有表达耶稣所要讲的意思啊，没有讲清楚。
I've heard people say it refers to power that's under control.
我听有人说的温柔的意思就是能力在权柄之下。
But that still doesn't really bring out the idea.
但也没有把这个意思完全表达出来。
Blessed are the meek.
温柔的人有福了。
For they shall inherit the earth.
因为他们必承受地土。
Now look at Psalms 37.
再看诗篇37篇啊。
Look at verse 11.
看看11节。
Blessed are the meek or humble, but the humble or the meek will inherit the land.
这里说，但谦卑人必承受地土。
So here it uses the word humble.
这里用的是谦卑，对不对？
When Jesus says, Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
当耶稣说温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
He's referring to Psalms 37.
主耶稣指的是诗篇37篇，对不对？
Where we find the very same thing said.
他在引用这同样的话。
But if we look in verses 1 through 10,
但如果你读1到10节啊,
we find the definition of what a meek person truly is.
我们发现这一个真正的温柔的人是怎么样子的。
Now, isn't that pretty cool?
你看，真是。
Now we're going to have a biblical definition of what it means to be meek.
我们看到一个圣经里的一个温柔的定义啊。
See, let me share with you something.
让我跟你分享一些事。
A lot of times, especially in the New Testament,
往往尤其在新约里面，
people will find a word in Chinese or English,
我们会找到一个中文或者英文的词啊。
And they'll want to know a little bit deeper meaning of what that word is.
他们想要更加明白这个词汇的意义是什么。
And so they'll get a concordance maybe.
那我们就也许找一本什么新闻汇编啊，或者。
Or a lexicon, and they'll try to do a study of the word.
或者圣经字典啊，我们就开始。
What does that word mean?
查考这个字的意思啊，它字根啊，字源啊，等等。
That can be helpful.
当然这很有帮助。
But it can be also very, very misleading.
同时也会叫我们误入歧途，叫我们误解。
You see, the meaning of a word is often defined by its context.
你知道，往往这个字的意义是它的上下前后文会下定义。
That's why some of you may know a Bible called the Amplified Bible.
也许你们当中有人知道，也许叫做扩充的圣经。
After certain words, it'll have a parentheses, and then it'll have a whole bunch of other words that.Are taken out of the lexicon and what this word could mean.
在一个字的后面，我们会有很多的词，然后是从那圣经字典拿出来解释这个词的意思。
But that's not really good.
但其实那个不太好。
Because they're just giving you a whole bunch of meanings.
因为给你很多的不同的解释。
But in that context, what does it mean?
到底那个上下前后那个背景中它的意义是什么？
Many times when Jesus is teaching,
往往当耶稣教导的时候，
almost everything he teaches is found in the Old Testament.
几乎他教导的一切都是根据旧约圣经的。
In some ways, he is expounding or explaining the Old Testament.
从一个角度，主耶稣是在解释旧约的圣经。
For example,
譬如
I am the vine.
他说我是葡萄树。
Well, in Isaiah, Israel is the vine.
以赛亚书告诉我们，以色列就是那个葡萄树。
That was supposed to blossom and cover the land with fruit and everything.
以色列应该像葡萄树一样，枝叶丰满，能够遍满全地。
But what does Isaiah say?
但以赛亚怎么说？
God dug around it and cultivated it.
神在它周围掘土，然后培养它，
But it didn't produce good fruit.
但是却不结出好果子。
And was eventually judged.
最后就受审判了。
But see, Jesus comes back and he says, listen.
耶稣现在回来他说
I'm the true vine.
我是真葡萄树。
Israel failed.
以色列失败了。
But I,
但是我
I'm the one it's really talking about.
我是旧约所讲的。
And through me,
实体借着我
The people of God will bear fruit.
神的百姓一定会结果子。
So see, when I'm wanting you to see the connection.
所以我要你看到旧约新约的关系。
You see that? Now,
好。
So let's look at this text and we're going to see what does it mean to be a meek man or a meek woman.
所以我们看看这段经文到底做一个温柔的人意味着什么。
And in the center of this chapter, we see that it is trust.
在 这一段经文当中我们看到它的意义就是信任
It is trusting in God and His Word
信靠神和他的话
Look at verse 5
看看第五节、啊、
Commit your way to the Lord
当将你的事交托耶和华
Don't control your life
你不要自己来操纵
Don't decide whatYou want to do.
不要自己做决定，我要做什么。
Entrust your life to God.
你把你生命交托给他。
Trust also in Him.
并且依靠他。
He will do it.
他就必成全。
Now this is in the context of an evil world.
这是在一个邪恶的世界的背景当中说的。
In light of all the political unrest,
尽管这政治上的不稳定啊这些因素
,and even all the evil that we see,
尽管我们看到这些周围的邪恶
,this tells the Christian how to respond.
这些话教导我基督徒怎么样回应。
Look at verse 1.
看第一节啊。
What does a meek man do?
一个温柔的人会做什么呢
?Verse 1.
第一节。
Do not fret because of evildoers.
不要为作恶的心怀不平。
A meek, humble man does not get scared and worried when he sees evildoers all around him.
温柔谦卑的人看到四周围都是恶人。他不会担心不会忧虑。
And then he says, and do not be envious towards wrongdoers.
也不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒。
Sometimes we see evil people prospering.
有时候我们看到恶人发达。
And worldly people who are so famous and so loved.
小人得志的世上的人越来越猖狂。
The meek man doesn't envy them.
但是温柔的人不会 羡慕他们。
He doesn't fear them.
他也不怕他们。
And he does not want to be like them.
他也不愿意效法他们。
Why?
为什么？
Verse 2,
第二节,
for they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb.
因为他们如草快被割下，又如青菜快要枯干。
You know one of the greatest advantages to being 55 years old?
你知道年纪大了55岁有什么长处吗？
There's a great advantage.
这很多长处，很多优势啊。
Over the years,
这多年来,
I have seen countless beautiful people become very, very ugly.
我看到无数的美人美女变成丑老太婆。
I'm not kidding.
我不是在说笑话。
People who were so famous when I was some of your ages.
曾几何时，那曾经，当我年
轻。And they were so young and beautiful.
高富帅美。哇。
Now they are ugly with a capital UG. They are ugly.
又老又丑，丑八怪啊，丑。
And I've seen strong men become so weak.
我看到强壮的人变得如此软弱。
And I've seen rich, powerful men become poor and without any power at all.
我看到那些富足的，有钱有势的变成软弱无力的，啥都没了。
In the end, it's all level, isn't it?
最终都
I mean,
摆平了，对不
对? One baby may be born very beautiful.
一个小孩生下来很漂亮。
And the other one more like me, not so beautiful.
另外一个像我们差不多，不太美。
When I was born, the doctor didn't slap me.
你知道，当我生出来的时候，
I was so ugly, he slapped my mother.
医生没打我，医生打我妈妈。
But in the grave, we're both going to be equally ugly.
但是到了坟墓里头，我们都一样的丑怪。
One baby may be born into the house of a billionaire.
一个婴孩也许生在一个亿万富翁家里。
And the other in the house of a poor man.
另外生在一个贫穷人家里。
But in the grave, they're the same.
在坟墓里都一样。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
One man is powerful.
一个人大有能力。
The other one is a slave under his power.
一个是奴隶在他的权柄下。
But in the grave,
但是在坟墓里,
they're equal.
平等。
That's why,
所以,
even though I have failed,
尽管我有失败,
and even though it is only by grace,
尽管都是靠恩典,
now that I'm going down the hill,
现在我走下坡路了, 神明,
into old age,
我越来越老了。
I am happy.
我很快乐，很平安。
My life is not drawing to a close.
因为我的生命不是要到一个终点。
I'm getting closer to its beginning.
我刚刚要开始起点。
Now some of you who are young and beautiful, it's hard for you to understand.
你们当中有一些年轻的、美貌的，你们不明白我们在说什么。
But don't worry.
但是不要担心。
You will soon be old and ugly.
你很快就会又老又丑。
Just like the rest of us.
就像我们一样。
And you had better have lived for God.
你真的要为主而活啊。
Or your whole life will be a waste.
否则你的一辈子都荒废了。
Now that I've said that encouraging thought,
我给你这鼓励的言语之后呢，现在
why does the meek man not envy the wicked?
为什么这温柔的人不会嫉妒那恶人呢？
Because he knows they'll fade.
因为他知道他们会失败的。
They'll become nothing.
他们会变为无有。
Now what does the meek man do?
那温柔的人做什么呢？
Look at verse 3.
看第三节。
He trusts in the Lord and do good.
他依靠耶和华而行善。
I sometimes wonder if Jesus was thinking about this when he was asked, what good work should we do to enter into eternal life?
有时候，当我想到耶稣说，我当怎样行才能够得永生呢？他想的是不是这些话？
He says, believe in the one whom God has sent.
他说，相信那神所差来的。
Trust in the Lord.
信靠主耶和华。
You know, I said this a lot of times this weekend, the song, Trust and Obey.
这个周末讲了很多次，信而顺服那首歌。
Simply trust.
就信靠他，单单信靠。
Simply obey what is written.
单单顺服他所记下的话。
And he says, dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness.
他说住在地上以他的信实为粮。
The meek man doesn't go live in a monastery somewhere.
温柔的人不会住在一个修道院里头。
He doesn't try to hide and live on a mountain or something.
他不会与世隔绝住在深山老林里头。
He dwells in the land.
他住在地上。
And he's faithful.
他尽他的本分。
You know, Jeremiah was a prophet of God.
你知道耶利米是神的先知。
But there were a whole bunch of false prophets who were against him.
但有很多假师傅都反对他。
He said Israel would be exiled to Babylon.
他说以色列会被掳到巴比伦去。
The false prophet said, no it won't.
那假师傅说不可能的。
But what happened?
结果呢?
Israel was exiled to Babylon.
以色列被掳了。 然后呢?
The false prophet said, don't build houses.
不要盖房子。
Don't care about the Babylonian people.
不要管那些巴比伦人。
Because God's going to bring you back into the promised land.
因为神会把你再一次带回应许之地。
Jeremiah said,
耶利米说,
no, he's not.
不, 他不会把你们带回。
Not for 70 years.
要过70年后才会带回。
So here's what God wants you to do.
那谁要你们干什么呢?
This is what he wants you to do in Babylon.
他要你们在巴比伦做这些事。
Not in the promised land.
不是在应许之地哦。
In Babylon.
但是在巴比伦。
He said, God wants you to build houses.
神要你们在这里建房子。
He wants you to pray for the people.
他要你为本地人祷告。
He wants you to be a blessing.
他要你做众人祝福。
1 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太前书第二章。
What should we do?
我们应该做什么?
Pray for kings and all who are in authority.
在位的掌权的为他们祷告祝谢。
Be a blessing to the people in the land.
要成为百姓的祝福。
He's not telling us to get into a political fight.
他没有呼召我们在政治上去打仗去。
He's not telling us to hate Babylon.
他没有叫我们恨恶巴比伦人。
But to love the people, be a blessing, cultivate faith.
那是爱，甚至爱你的仇敌，而且要为他们祝福。
Now, verse 4.
好，第四节。
And not only are we to trust in the Lord and cultivate faithfulness,
不仅仅要信靠神，而且以他信实为粮。
We're to delight ourselves in the Lord.
第四节，要以耶和华为乐。
You know, and then it says, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
然后说，他就会将你心里所求的赐给你。
I have seen this verse so twisted.
我看到这些经文往往被人扭曲。
It's like, let's delight ourselves in the Lord.
就是让我们以耶和华为乐。
So that then we can really get something good.
然后我们就会乐上加乐,
like a new car.
得到新的车子,
or a bigger house. That's not what this means.
不，这不是这段经文。
And I hear preachers say this.
但我听到传道人那么讲,
delight yourself in God.
你要以耶和华为乐,
and he'll give you all the stuff you want.
你所要的就可以随心所欲啦, 都可以成全啦,
maybe it should be read this way.
应该,
delight yourself in God.
他可以这么讲, 你要以耶和华为乐,
and he'll give you what you're delighting in.
那么你所想要的, 他就会给你,
more of him. More of God.
更多的认识他。
You see that?
看到吗?
Now he does take care of all our needs.
的确他照顾我们的需要, 供应我们所需求的。
And that can even mean material blessing.
也可能意味着物质的祝福,
but that's
没错。
Such a small little thing.
那不过是一件小事而已,
it's nothing like the knowledge of God.
那比起认识神的知识, 那根本无法相比。
So we're to delight ourselves in him.
说明以耶和华为乐, 以他为乐。
Instead of looking around at everything the evil have,
不是看到这些邪恶的所可以拥有的,
we should be looking at God.
应该仰望神。
One glimpse of him is far more riches than everything the world contains.
只要看到他一眼, 远远超过世界一切的荣华富贵。
And then verse 5, commit your way to the Lord.
第五节, 当将你的事交托耶和华。
Lord, I entrust my life to you.
主啊, 我把我生命交托给你。
Direct it the way you want.
你可以照你的意思成全。
And then you don't have to wait around to ask, get a vision on how he's going to direct you.
然后你没有必要等候他, 然后看到一个异梦异象, 他怎么带领你过。
Submit to his word.
你要顺服他的话语。
Study his word and submit to it.
学习他的话语, 然后顺服他的道。
Verse 6.
第六节,
he will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday.
他要使你的公义如光发出，使你的公平明如正午。
The world looks at the Christian,
全世界都在看基督徒啊,
and says, what a loser.
说，哎，这基督徒是失败者。
I mean, the media doesn't say anything good about us.
你知道，这媒体啊, 不会说我们的好话。
It just tells lies and twists things.
他们只会毁谤我们，撒谎攻击我们。
God is saying, don't worry about that.
但神说,
One day you will be vindicated. Those who persecuted you will one day come and bow down before you. And sometimes he vindicates us here in this life. But if he doesn't, he will vindicate us in the next life.
如果他现在不为我们伸冤的话,
and then he says in verse 7,
第七节他说,
rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. Anyone can believe God for a day.
任何人可以信靠神一天啊,没问题。
Can you be like some of the prophets of old who had to wait for him all their life?
你可以像旧约一些先知一样,他们一辈子都信靠神吗?
Remember what Jesus said?
你记得耶稣说的话?
Kings and prophets and wise men have waited to hear what you're hearing.
君王、先知和智慧人都在等候听到你所听见的。
They did not see it.
但他们没有机会看到听到。
They waited.
但他们等候。
They waited.
一直在等候。
It's to wait upon the Lord.
是等候耶和华。
And rest in him.
而且默然依靠他。
You see, trust brings rest.
你知道, 信靠的时候你就会有平安,
all the world around you is falling apart.
全世界,
everybody's afraid.
都在崩溃,
but you're not.
但你不怕,
why?
为什么?
Is it because you live with an unrealistic view of the world?
是不是你对世界有一个不实在的一个虚空的认识?
No,
不,
you know this world is full of suffering.
你知道这个世界充满了痛苦,
but it's because you know your God. You know how faithful he is.
你知道何等的信实,
you know he will take care of you. Verse
7, 第七节,
do not fret because of him who prospers in the way, because of man who carries out wicked schemes.
不要因那道路通达的和那恶谋成就的,
just don't do that.
不要心怀不平。
Because all it's doing is showing a lack of faith in God.
因为你心里不平的话, 就表明你对神的信靠有缺乏。
And then in verse 8 he says, cease from anger and forsake wrath.
那第八节, 当止住怒气, 离开愤怒, 不要心怀不平,
when President Obama was in office,
当奥巴马做总统的时候,
there were people I knew who were so worried about the moral state of our nation.
我知道有些人, 他们真是担心我们国家的道德光景啊,
that they became angry and wrath.
他们就变得很苦毒, 成天充满了愤怒, 愤愤不平啊。
Now we look,
现在我们回看呢,
and a so-called conservative is in office.
那些所谓的保守党在位了,
and the people who are more liberal,
那些更自由派的人呢,
are really full of anger and wrath,
他们真是充满了愤愤不平啊,
threatening to burn down the White House,
他们甚至威胁要把白宫给烧了,
marching in the streets,
然后在大街上游行,
tearing up stores and buildings,
把商场啊, 把这建筑物都毁了,
but even us,
就是希望我们,
sometimes we see the evil in the world. And the evil that people do.
We
become angry.
我们也会生气啊, 也会易怒天阴,
we almost can't sleep at night.
有时候晚上睡不着觉了甚至,
don't do that.
千万不要,
trust in God.
要信靠耶和华,
the wrath of man does not work out the will of God.
因为人的愤怒不能成全神的意。
Trust in him.
要信靠他。
Brother Paul, what are you going to do? Someone asked me on the internet, what are you going to do now that President Obama has been elected?
有人在网上问我, 保罗弟兄, 现在奥巴马被选做总统, 我们该咋办呢?
And notice I said, President Obama.
我说, 奥巴马总统被选上啊,
because the Bible says I'm supposed to show respect.
因为圣经说我们要尊重在位,
whether I agree with someone or not.
不管我同不同意他, 我都要尊重他。
But they asked me, what are you going to do?
他们问我该怎么办呢?
I said the same thing I've been doing for 20 years.
我说我做的事跟我20年前一样。
I'm going to pray for the leaders.
我要为在位的祷告。
I'm going to ask God to reveal himself to them.
我要求神向他们启示自己。
I'm going to preach the gospel to every creature.
我要传福音给万民听。
What are you going to do now that President Trump's in office?
那现在特朗普做总统该咋办呢？
I'm going to pray for kings and those who are in authority.
我说继续为君王和在位的祷告。
And I'm going to preach the gospel to every creature.
我要传福音给万民听，继续。
And I'm going to love my enemies.
我要爱我的仇敌。
And I'm going to pray for those who persecute me.
我要为那些逼迫我的人祷告。
Because ultimately, it's only the gospel of Jesus Christ that's going to change anything.
因为最终唯有基督的福音才能够改变任何事情。You
don't change people by changing politics.
你不能够靠着改变政治来改变人。
You don't change culture. You don't change people by changing culture.
你不能够借着改变文化来改变人心啊。You
change culture and politics by changing individual people.
你要改变个人的心才能够改变外面的文化和政治。And
you do that through preaching the gospel.
你要借着传福音才能办得到改变人。So
rest in the Lord, cease from anger.
你要在主里安息，不要再愤愤不平，不要。Look
at verse 8.
看看第八节。
Cease from anger and forsake wrath.
当止住怒气，离弃愤怒。Do
not fret.
不要心怀不平。No
anger.
不要发脾气。No
wrath.
不要有怒气,
no fretting.
不要担心,
why?
为什么?
It only leads to evil doing.
因为这会导致作恶, 心怀不平,
it only leads to pushing good men to do evil.
这个导致好人会去做坏事。
And why do you not want to do evil?
为什么你不要做恶呢?
Why do you not become angry?
为什么你不要心怀不平呢?
Verse 9.
第九节,
for evildoers will be cut off.
因为作恶的必被剪除。
And when God says cut off,
当神说剪除的时候,
he means cut off.
意思就是剪除, cut 惨。
If I were to stand before all the most powerful leaders in the world tonight,
如果今天晚上我站在全世界最有权有势的领袖的面前的话,
I would be trembling.
我会战惊的。
And I would be afraid.
我会害怕的,
not for me.
不是为我自己害怕,
for them.
我会为他们害怕。
They have no idea what's coming.
因为他们不知道将要发生的事儿。
There is a king.
因为有一位真正的王。
He rules the universe.
他掌管宇宙万物。
In Psalms chapter 2,
诗篇第二篇里头,
says, God tells all the kings and important persons on this planet, you better kiss the sun now.
神告诉世上所有的君王在位的掌权的所有的重要人物，你要亲儿子的嘴。
Because his anger can flare up quickly.
因为他的愤怒可以突然爆发。
And when it does,
当他的愤怒临到的时候,
you're cut off.
你就被剪除了。
You're gone.
你就没了，完了。
Eternally condemned.
永远被
You see that?
看到吗?
Look what he says in verse 9.
再看第九节啊,
for evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord will inherit the land.
因为作恶的必被剪除, 唯有等候耶和华的必承受地土。
Now in verse 11 he says the humble will inherit the land.
十一节说, 谦卑人必承受地土。
So there's a relationship between true humility and waiting upon God.
所以真正的谦卑和等候耶和华有关系的，息息相关的。
Are you humble before the Lord?
你是否在神面前降卑自己？
Well, let's find out.
我们看看。 是不是?
Have you committed your way to him?
你是否把一切都交托给他呢？
Are you waiting upon him?
你是否在等候他呢?
Are you resting in him?
你是否在他里面安息呢?
Are you confident in him?
你是否在他里头以他的信实为粮呢? 信靠他呢?
Look at verse 10.
再看第十节啊。
Yet a little while and the wicked will be no more.
还有片时, 恶人要归于无有。
And you will look carefully for his place and he will not be there.
你就细查他的住处, 也要归于无有,
you know, sometimes there are TV programs and even there are little pages on the internet.
有时候在电视上有些节目, 或者在网络上看到一些页面,
and their theme is this.
它的主题是,
whatever happened to so and so?
哪个人哪个人发生了什么什么事儿?
You know, a person that was just famous.
有些很有名望的人,
and then it's like they fell off the face of the earth. Whatever happened to them? That's exactly what's going on here.
这里就是这样的事。
Remember Voltaire, the philosopher Voltaire?
伏尔泰, 法国的那个哲学家,
you know, he stood on his porch.
他在他的大门口啊,
and he said, 100 years from today, no one will even know what a Bible is.
他说,100年后没有人知道圣经是什么了。
100 years from that day, they opened up a Bible printing press in his house.
但是100年后,人家在他的家里头设立了一个圣经印刷厂。
You know the famous phrase, you know, God is dead.
你听过那句话,神已经死了,这句有名的话。
Signed Nietzsche.
就是尼采说的。
Well, then God wrote, Nietzsche is dead, sign God.
神把它反过来,尼采死了,神签名。
They are no more.
他们不再存在了。
I remember one time.
我记得有一次啊,
there, when I was a young man, there was a woman who was just.
当我年轻的时候，有个女的。
World famous for her beauty.
她因着她的美貌举世闻名。哇。
I mean, she was beautiful.
她是这个大美女，这是大美女。
I saw her when she was about 60, 65.
我看过她本人，65岁的时候。 多年后我见过她本人了。
You know what?
你知道吗?
She was beautiful.
她还是很美啊。
She had a lot of operations.
但是她动了很多手术整容。
She was beautiful.
她还是很美。
But it was sad.
但很叫人悲哀。
Why was it sad?
为什么叫人悲伤呢?
Because you could look in her face.
你可以看到她脸上。
She knew she was losing the battle.
她知道她在打一场败仗。
Frantically trying just, you know, a few more years, a few more years.
他竭尽全力想要多争取几年的岁月青春。
One of my friends who works with me.
我一个同工啊。
He's a tough military guy.
他是一个很强壮的一个当兵的, 曾经当过兵的。
You know, he's not real emotional or nothing.
他也不是一个情感丰富的人。
One day I walked by his office.
有一天我经过他的 办公室,
and he's sitting there looking at something.
他坐在那儿看一个东西啊,
and he's
他说,
weeping.
他在哭,
and I said,
我说,
hey, what are you looking at?
你在看什么?
And he lifted up this magazine. 他, you know how you get junk mail in the office.
你知道他把这个杂志在你的邮箱里头很多这些乱七八糟的。
Famous singer.
有一个有名的歌星啊。
And she had just turned 60.
她刚刚60岁。
And she was beautiful.
很美, 她很美。
And it looks like she hadn't aged at all.
看起来她一点都没有衰老。
And then he picked up this other magazine.
她又拿起另一本杂志。
And on the front of it,
在杂志的页面,
was an African woman.
有一个非洲女人。
Her face had been burned off.
她的脸被毁容了。
Because of Muslim persecution,
因为,
radical Muslim persecution.
因为那些极端伊斯兰的逼迫,
she looked like a monster.
她看起来像个怪物一样, 很丑,
I mean a monster.
丑得不得了。
And my friend held up those two.
我的朋友把这两个杂志拿起来。
He said, I got a question for you.
我对你有个问题。
Which one do you think God thinks is most beautiful?
你说在神眼里谁最美?
And which one will be one day clothed with a beauty that goes beyond the stars?
谁会穿着那比众星更美的衣着?
Do you see that?
看到没有?
So while everyone else is getting really sad,
别人都在悲伤的时候,
you're still waiting on your new body.
你仍然在等候那个新的身体。
Because you talk about a makeover, God's going to give you a makeover.
你在讲整容啊, 神会给你真正大整容啊。
The resurrection.
复活, 荣耀的身体。
And the glory that is to come.
那将来的荣耀。
And that's why we don't fret.
所以我们不用担心啊, 不用忧虑啊。
That's why the Christian can say, take from me everything I have.
所以基督徒可以说, 一切所有的, 你拿去吧。
Because in the other world,
因为在将来的世间,
I'm a co-heir with the Son of God.
我与神的儿子同坐后嗣,
and that you cannot take from me.
那个你永远夺不去的。
You want to gain the world?
你想要赚得全世界吗?
In Christ, I have gained worlds without end.
在基督里头，我得到永恒的世界。
You see?
看到没有?
Commit.
所以交托。
Now, I just want to point out one thing before we come to a close.
好，我们结束之前，我还要讲一件事。
Verse 5, the word commit.
第五节，那个交托。
Galal.
在原文是
it literally means, I explained last night,
我昨天晚上解释哦，它的意义是
it means to roll upon,
就是完全投身于委身于摆上
So kind of imagine this,
你可以想象
you're in the sand,
你在沙土上
and the tide is coming in really quick,
海浪快快的卷过来卷袭来
and you've got everything you own in this big kind of big bag,
你一切所拥有的都在这个袋子里头很大一个袋子
and it's going to be ruined,
一切都会被卷袭而走
everything you have, everything you are,
你拥有的一切产业你所吃所有
And so right beside you, there's this big rock.
在你旁边有一块很大的磐石
Strong.
很强
壮 Above the tide.
在这个海浪之上
And so you get that big bag.
所以你把那个大包袱
You can't really pick it up.
拿不起来
But you hold it against the side of the rock.
但是你把它靠着那个磐石旁边
And then you get under it.
你就下去
And you start kind of rolling it.
你开始把它滚上去
And you roll it up the side of the wall.
你把它滚到磐石上
And you get it to right here.
然后你拿到上面
And you're straining.
你就
You're still worried.
你还在害怕
And then all of a sudden you go like this and you throw it up on top.
你就摆上了握上了
And then you jump up there.
然后你就跳上去
And you go.
你说松口气
Safe now.
现在安全了吧
That's what he's talking about.
这是他讲的。
Entrusting yourself
交托
to the Lord.
把自己交给耶和华。
Safe now.
现在安全获胜了。
Safe now.
义无反顾。
Like a friend of mine used to say.
就像我朋友说的。
Bring on the lions.
叫我老虎狮子都来。狮子来。
You see?
不怕。
Safe now.
现在安全了。
You say, well, what if I fall off the rock?
不是，如果我从磐石上跌下来咋办？
The rock is so big you can't fall off of it.
磐石是如此之强壮，你永远跌不下来。
Never forget, Noah went into the ark.
别忘了，挪亚进到方舟里头。
But God was the one who closed the door.
但是神把方舟的门给关上。
All right, let's pray.
好，我们祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
父，我们为你的话感恩。
It shows us who you are.
因为显明你自己。
Please, dear God, please that it would sink into our hearts and we would trust thee.
真是求你，让你的话深深地刻在我们心吧，好叫我们信靠你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.